Welcome to Fueled by Grace. Hi there. I'm Pastor Mark Shiver. So glad to have you listening to this edition of the podcast. And I wanted to post a little earlier this year, but as you know, my wife Tammy passed away last May. And I'll be honest with you, it's been difficult trying to keep things together as I had to go through Thanksgiving and then Christmas and New Year's, coming up on Valentine's, all of these first events, first holidays, as it were, without my wife. It's difficult. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not easy, but God is with me. And Tammy used to always tell me to put one foot in front of the other when times got tough. And so I'm hearing her say that daily. I just got to keep going. And that's really what it's all about. That's all any of us can do when we're faced with tragedy, when we're faced with challenges, is just keep putting one foot in front of the other, take one day at a time, and never forget that even though we don't understand, God is good. God loves us. God is good. Tammy used to say, don't let your circumstances change your view of God. And that really hit me one time shortly after she died. I found that in something she had written, don't let your circumstances change your view of God. And yes, my wife has passed away, but that doesn't have anything to do with the character of God. God is good. He is kind. He is patient. He is loving. And he loves you. And he loves me. And if this is your first time listening, maybe you haven't heard what our mission is. If you've listened before, then you might know it by heart by now. But Fueled by Grace exists so that we can encourage you in the great, awesome, mighty love of God. It is our mission, our purpose, to share with you and to encourage you that God loves you, that nothing can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. His love is eternal, it's unconditional, and it never, ever fades. If you could find one spot on the entire internet out of, I don't know, millions, tens of millions of websites where you could go and be assured that you would hear about the love of God, this is it. FueledByGrace.com. Here to tell you that God loves you. And I want to share with you today something that is, well, I don't know. It's something that we don't hear much anymore. And it might not correlate at first with the message of God's love, but the title of today's podcast is, You Can Go to Hell. Now, that doesn't sound very nice, but it's true. You can go to hell. And how is that, Mark? What do you mean? Well, the Bible says that God has given us freedom of choice. God is not going to make us do anything. He didn't create a bunch of robots. He created us in his image. And when Adam and Eve were tempted in the garden and they decided to disobey God, they exercised freedom of choice. And when they ate of that fruit, they became able to make judgments about what is good and what is bad. And that judging is hardwired into our DNA. We judge one another, we judge ourselves, and we obey and we disobey. We have the power to choose to accept God's gift of salvation or to reject it. We can say, no, thank you, I don't believe that. The Bible is an old book written by a bunch of old guys in the desert. It's not relevant now. And you know what? God's not going to come along and smack you in the head and make you accept his gift of salvation. Jesus said that the path is wide that leads to destruction, meaning most people are not going to get on the narrow road that leads to life. But you know what? The Bible says that it is not God's will that anyone should perish, but that all should come to a knowledge of his great goodness and love and salvation. And God, in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, it says, God in his great goodness and mercy is willing to forgive. He's willing to forgive if we repent, confess our sins, confess our faith. We can be forgiven. It's just that simple. But people refuse to repent. Now, what does repent mean? Simply to change your mind. And you know, we've all, if we grew up in a traditional church, there was typically an altar call at the end. And if you want to come down today and repent, get down at this altar and repent of your sins. And really, that's a misuse of the word. Repent means to change your mind. Now, we all know what was meant by those heartfelt encouragements at the end of many church services. Come down to the altar and feel bad and cry and ask God to forgive you and acknowledge that you're a worm and that you've sinned and that you've failed. And yet, it's really not complicated. Repentance means to change your mind. And yet, it is the most difficult thing that some people find to do. Because if you are in this world and you're successful, and you happen to have a certain look, and things come easy for you, well, why in the world would you want to encumber yourself with a lifestyle, a Christianity that you think might have a bunch of do's and don'ts, and it's just going to be ruinous to all of your fun? Why do I want to be a Christian? I can't drink anymore, and I can't go out and have fun. You know, that's the view that some people have. And millennials, my goodness, their attitude is, I want it to be real. And sadly, so much of church today is just not providing the millennial generation something real. They want to see something real. They don't want hypocrisy. They don't want this fake religion stuff. They want something real. And yet, it doesn't matter what they want. It doesn't matter if you don't want to become encumbered with Christianity. If you have not been born again, then you're going to hell. That's pretty plain. And that's what the Bible teaches. Now, you might say, wait a minute, Mark, I thought you were one of those grace preachers, and this doesn't sound a whole lot like grace. Look, grace is the unmerited favor of God, and God has done everything that He can to get you to accept His gift of eternal life. He has given His Son Jesus, who lived a life on this earth without being disobedient like Adam and Eve and like we are, and He fulfilled every commandment of His Father, and He went to the cross. He gave Himself freely, again, free will. Jesus could have said, the Bible says He could have called a legion of angels. But what did He do? He said, I'm going to obey my Father. And He allowed Himself to be beaten and spit on and whipped and kicked and beaten almost to death and then crucified on a cross. Why? So that all you have to do is receive the gift of salvation. And yet it's so hard. Again, I keep going back to this verse. Jesus said the path is wide for those that are going to destruction. Narrow is the gate that leads to life. Why? Because so many people are not going to accept this free gift that God's Son Jesus endured hell on this earth, actually, to provide for you and to provide for me. And I want to ask you today, are you born again? Do you really know that God loves you? Have you received the gift of salvation? Have you asked Jesus into your heart? Have you confessed that I have sinned and asked God to come into your heart? Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man opens the door, I'll come in and fellowship with him. We find that in Revelation 3. Look, Romans 10 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, I understand that there are a lot of folks who are going to say, well, but wait a minute, Mark, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to tithe, and you got to go to church, and you got to work in the children's ministry, and you got to be a parking lot attendant, and you've got to do all these things, and you can't dance, and you can't sing, and you can't have a little nip every now and again. People that want to focus their attention on our behavior. And I'm not here to talk about that today. I'm here to talk to you about the simplicity of salvation. Have you given your life to Christ? Have you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior? If you haven't, then you can do that today. You can do that right now. Or you can choose to go to hell. You can go to hell. You can go straight to hell. Because that is an option that you have. I'll never forget, I was preaching at a travel softball game, a tournament, and afterwards, this young player came up to me and she said, Mr. Mark, is it true that God sends people to hell? And she was probably about 9 or 10 years old. And I said, well, not really. People choose to go there. You can choose to be forever separated from the love of God. God is giving you a chance today to receive His gift of salvation. And you can spend forever in eternity, starting right now, knowing righteousness, knowing joy, knowing peace, knowing the abundant love of God, knowing that every day He is going to be with you, because He says, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, knowing that nothing can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Or you can say, no, I don't want that right now. My life is going good. I'm busy. I'm successful. I just got married. We're having kids. I don't have time for church. I don't want to get involved with all that fake religion, that hypocrisy. You know, I look at Christians and all they are is hypocrites. Well, nobody's asking you to be a hypocrite. All God is asking you to do is to believe and receive the gift of salvation, the gift of eternal life. Jesus said, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. What does it mean to be born again? Nicodemus, a great teacher there in Israel, was asking him, what do you mean? Do I get back inside of my mother and be born again? No. You're born again, Jesus said, of the Spirit. The Spirit inside of you. When you become born again, your spirit comes to life. And the Holy Ghost comes to live inside of you. And you are in union with God. And you are a new creation. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. And in the same chapter, it says that God was in Christ, reconciling the whole world to Himself, not counting man's sins against them anymore. God has done everything that needs to be done to give you the opportunity to say, yes, I want Jesus in my life. I want to know what it is to be clean, to be pure, to know that God's love has changed me and made me a new creation. I want to know what it is to wake up every morning knowing that the Spirit of Almighty God, the Creator of the universe, is living inside of me, and that I can talk to Him, and that He'll talk to me, and that I can be in relationship with Him. I want to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that when I close my eyes and breathe my last, that I am not going to be sent to a place that Jesus said is full of weeping and gnashing of teeth, a lake of fire, eternal torment, as people realize, gee whiz, all I had to do was believe and receive salvation. Why didn't I do that? Why was I so busy? Why didn't I accept God's love? Why didn't I accept His gift of salvation? I'm telling you, folks, I believe with all of my heart that the world is coming to a place that it won't be very long before we see Jesus. Now, I know the Apostle Paul believed that years ago, thousands of years ago. My grandmother believed that. She lived to be 96, I think. She'd say, we're in the last days. And I believe that too. I believe we're in the last days. But the Bible says only God knows when Jesus is going to return. But I will tell you this. Don't you want to be assured that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life? In Revelation, you can read about it. It says that then He opens a great book, the Lamb's Book of Life. And those whose names were not in there, well, they're not going to spend eternity in heaven. They're going to be separated from God and His great love. And I believe in a literal lake of fire, but a friend, a pastor, told me one time, you know, the burning of knowing that God's love is there for you and you turned it down, that's got to be another kind of fire. Hell is not going to be a place where people party and get down with the devil. It's going to be a place of absolute torture and torment. Physically, I believe, but also emotionally and mentally, as you realize, golly, all I had to do was say, yes, God, come into my life. Change me. I want to be born again. Give me the gift of salvation. And yet I turned it down, foolishly, stubbornly. Folks, if you're listening today and you haven't received Christ, please receive Him. Please pray right now. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead. The Bible says that you'll be saved. Scripture says that if we call upon the name of the Lord, we'll be saved. If you don't know what to do, send me an email, mark@fueledbygrace.com. I'll be glad to write you back. We can talk about this. But if you know someone who is not born again, please send them the link to this podcast. I understand that most people that listen to this are probably born again, the people that have signed up to like our page on Facebook and all of that. But you might know somebody that's close and they're trying to make a decision. Do I want to receive Christ or not? Send them this podcast. Send them the link. Say, listen to this. I think you'll be encouraged. Because what I'm trying not to do is say, you know, in some kind of frightening fire and brimstone message, scare somebody into receiving. I want you to know that the love of God is so compelling and so awesome and so amazing that you can receive Him. And when you're born again, you step through Jesus, the door into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, I am the door. And as new creations, we begin to reside in the kingdom of heaven, where there's peace and righteousness and joy. And we are on an adventure of learning how to be in the presence of God and not be shaken when trials come and storms rage across our lives. It's amazing. I'm not asking you to do something stupid. I'm asking you to give your life to Jesus, and He will make it the best life you could ever imagine. Thanks for listening, and I hope that you'll choose to receive God's gift of love and grace and salvation. Until next time, remember, God loves you very, very much.